Honourable Chris Fisher.
Mr. Speaker, earlier today, alongside the Prime Minister and the Minister for Regional Development and the Minister of Transport, I announced the Coalition Government's new one-stop shop fast-track approvals regime. We are determined to cut through the thicket of red and green tape holding New Zealand back by fast-tracking consents for projects of regional and national significance whilst protecting treaty settlements and the environment. There are two ways projects can be fast-tracked. They can either be referred by the joint decision of the Ministers of Infrastructure, Regional Development and Transport upon an application, or by being listed in Schedule 2A of the bill. Projects in Schedule 2A will be automatically referred into the fast-track process. The government will be setting up a thorough and transparent process, a fast-track advisory group of independent experts to provide advice to ministers on what projects should be included.
The Honourable Tamapōtaka.
Tū ana auri taku piki amokura me te mihi oki ki ngā rarurarunga a wanga wanga e tau mai nei I aku a hoa whanaunga kei tērā tāho te whare. Me te mea nei e tau tōku ana auri ngā mahi a te manu pihopa nāna anō I kawe mai I tēnei pire I tēnei wā ki te tepu e kōrerotia nei a kei mui a tātou. Me te whakatuarā hoki I āia me tōna kāhui a Minita Tarara me Minita Paraone e noho nei ki te kawe mai I tēnei pere ki tua o ēnei komiti whakahaere. Me te mihi hoki ki ēnei āhuatanga, koenei hoki I whakaritea mai ki te mahere kotahi rau rā. Kia whakatere, kia whakahutihuti hoki te haere o ēnei momo take ki runga I ngā whenua menga moana o Aotearoa New Tirini. Me te mea nei nōku te whiwhi, kia kawe mai au I te papa atawhai me te arawhiti ki ēnei kōrero me tā rātou tautoko I te anga whakamua.
With the fast track approvals bill coming in, is it going to be your responsibility to ensure that te ao Māori are being consulted with any of these applications or consents?
Well, there's a process that will be outlined in the fast track, and I understand that there will be engagement with groups along the way, but ultimately the joint ministers will be responsible for those matters in the process.
What responsibility do you have, though, to ensure that te ao Māori and iwi and hapū who do have claim to the whenua that might come under these consents and applications are going to be consulted?
There will be some provisions in there that will make sure that, as we've said throughout the last couple of months, that the settlements will be upheld, and no doubt I'll have some responsibilities there and or some roles to play in that.
Settlements will be upheld, but that does not guarantee that the iwi and hapū and their concerns will be addressed in this bill.
No, I think what we committed all along in the coalition agreement and through the 100-day plan is that treaty settlements and related matters.
But with all due respect, yeah. Minister, it's not the same thing.
Well, I think that's what we committed to. If the view is that things should be, there should be more responsiveness or more compliance to other matters that iwi and hapū are concerned with, then there'll be a...
Well, who will they be going through, though?
The select committee process.
The Honourable Shane Jones.
Regions need to benefit from their resource endowments. Gone are the days of the multicoloured skink, the kiwi, many other species that have been weaponised to deny regional New Zealand communities their right to a livelihood, their entitlement to live peacefully with their environment, but derive an income to meet the costs of raising families in regional New Zealand.
Fast track consents, how are we going to ensure that our iwi and hapū who have issues around the mining and exploration on their whenua and even in their Tai Ao are going to be consulted through this process?
Yes, so there will be explicit provisions enabling consultation for iwi. But look, my message to Māoridom, there are some trade-offs, and we've got to snap out of this false belief that mining is a bad industry. Some of the most high-paying jobs enjoyed by Māori folk are in the mining industry, both in Aussie and here in New Zealand. And I've personally had a gutsful of this ongoing demonisation of mining.
But there are some iwi that do want to mine as well too. I mean, we have pockets of Ngaitahu sure. As an example, who do want to explore.
Yep. Yeah, obviously Kati Waiwai. I think they're associated with some projects down there. Look, it's legitimate. They just go through the process, and we want to declutter the process. But I repeat again, I am not going to tolerate one iota of this guilt-tripping, Gaia-riddled nonsense that there's only one way to achieve climate outcomes. Mining has a legitimate place in terms of rare earth minerals, jobs and economic resilience. And all these people jumping up inside, outside Parliament, like Greenpeace, I went out to meet with them. Their perspective is only one perspective. The tiny group within Taranaki Iwi who are opposed to mining, I would choose to keep the lights on in New Zealand over any minor, largely insignificant concerns that they have, and they're being addled by the Green movement.
I come from the vein of these areas which are promised all this richness, the wealth of the white gold, the black gold, and not once as an Iwi with the largest amount of all companies in its backyard have we ever seen the fruits of the economic profits that this side of the house continue to promise our people. Not once.
International lobby groups or lobby groups can go straight to the ministers. It means then that they can bypass Hapu and Iwi and even that environment court.
Again, this is the continuous agenda that we see of this government, and it will continue to roll our people over, roll them out, and you know, and again, the protection promises that they're making of settlements existing and to come just can't be met. So, yeah, we've got some big mahi ahead of us again.
Hey, Honourable Rachel Brooking.
How about yes to decreased biodiversity and yes to pollution? That seems to be what that other side of the house is interested in. Nothing else apart from economics, and shame on them. We've had this bill for 12 minutes and we're speaking on it now. That is shameful. Like everything else about this bill.
What about influence from outside that will be able to lobby these ministers directly?
Well, very concerned, and hence my statement about Banana Republic, that we don't know who's going to get the ears of these ministers, but presumably they'll be private companies, and many of them will be offshore private companies.
A lot of this will be bypassing iwi and hapu that have interest in those whenua, and also bypassing the environment courts as well.
That's right. It gets rid of all the safety nets, all the protections that we have for the environment at the moment.